you guys. By the grooves.
destruction of my seduce. Hatred of all things fair. Destruction of my seduce. Hatred of all things fair. Destruction of my seduce. Hatred of all things fair. Destruction of my seduce. Hatred of all things fair. Destruction of my seduce. Hatred of all things fair. Destruction of my seduce. Hatred of all things fair.
Also, I'm recording. Hello?
A graduate of the United States Space Program said in an interview for the Chicago Tribune also designed to strike at objects in outer space. Pentagon is working on plans to have
I'm going to go to the hospital.
What of the Soviet Union?
They and the other Gulf countries largely propaganda their ability to withstand similar threats from their ally, their own minorities, while hearing in the other the war drums from Tehran. All largely propaganda, of course, but nevertheless the message is clear. Largely propaganda, of course, all largely propaganda, of course, Iraq and down into brink threatening that the moderate Arab countries are being asked to decide which side they are on, despite having a treaty of friendship with superpower of the Arabs, or of Israel's main supporter as a danger to stability, which appeared to be on the Cyrus headlines of the Middle East, largely propaganda through the Russians out of his country in the 70s, states, police defense presence, and despite it all, years of support for the Palestinian cause, as overhears us from Moscow, Syria, lived seas room, thing on the very doorstep of all right, Iran, the Russian Christopher Lee have stayed out of the present crisis in Lebanon, again, despite their friendship agreement, has they've remained aloof as well from the Gulf War, largely when the mosque in Mecca was taken over with Iraq for 10 days in 1979, and quaking in their boots lest the revolution spills over, preferring largely empty rhetoric by extremists is there to action. Like the Americans, largely propaganda, the Russians seem confused by what's going on in the region. Saudi Arabia has already witnessed succeed by fundamentalism at work, Islam.
Red upon the water, 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 red upon the water.
Switch that thing off for me now, and we'll go to the police station properly.
And the first batch of kids arrived, were they as you expected them to be?
They were. They had high boots and they had a few sheath knives and they were very tough. Many of them had criminal records, most of them were violence or theft. But the thing that surprised me was that they got together. They were motivated. And very quickly I began to realize that the soldiers, who had no expertise of dealing with social and welfare problems and didn't know much about their backgrounds, seemed to switch on because they were perhaps in tune. They were able to communicate with these young people. And they were 16 to 18. We suddenly found we had 300 young people who wanted to do something. They were bored and frustrated with being unemployed. I had many of the Brixton rioters and those from St. Paul's in Bristol. I had people from Toxteth. They all told me about the riots and why they'd done it, and they said they did it for a spot of fun. And I suppose, you know, going back a few years to my days when I was a cadet at Sandhurst, we chained the cannons across the A30 and threw snowballs at the police. There's a slight difference in a snowball and a petrol bomb, but I was terrified.
Thank you. outside.
Yeah. This sort of keeps fucking bubbling up in this bastard. I don't like it at all.
They're trying to climb up the wall.
Yeah. What a nice bit of bridge this, I like it. Where are they now? In
that
island?
To your left of that tree stump. They're really under the water. It's trying to swim up the stream, like. Yeah.
Thank you. film.
Dr. Rolenbeek, firstly, what can you tell me of your current activities?
My current activities? At the moment I'm in Edinburgh. Something of a lecture stop. To do with my work, recent work around the Arctic Circle and parts of Wales. Any specific recent work?
No, just...
I've been involved recently in a rehash of some of the original ideas, which, as you're no doubt aware, require some reshaping, reforming at this present time in view of recent developments in the field. I've been putting these together and delivering some of them in the form of lectures and also putting together various publications to be published in Sweden, where I do most of my work.
What is the extent of your involvement with Robol?
Robol? Ah, to some extent I am totally involved with Robol. And then again, sometimes it is not involved at all with me. I've had many associations with Robol over the years.
Can you outline your relationship with Robert Spurgeon in more detail?
Since his death in May of 1963, I've been involved more with Robert's work than I was originally with Robert when he was alive. I've known Robert for many years. Indeed, we worked together on various projects. The survival of vibrations in 43, I believe, was one thing where we where our relationship really came together. Although there were many breaks before and after that. He was a great man in his time before his illness and his unfortunate imprisonment. He, as you're aware, he was the author of various. Technical papers, quantitative determination of the orgone being one of the main ones. Many different things.
Yes. How did you come to be involved with the Hafler Trio?
The Hafler Trio? Well, originally I contacted Mr. Watson in 1975 in Sheffield, I believe, who at that time was putting together some of the old ideas, if you like.
And what exactly is your role in the group?
On a consultative level. I'm also involved in a practical way, various practical studies of many different aspects.
What exactly are the Hafler Trio trying to achieve? I find some of their research rather puzzling at times.
What are they trying to achieve?
Yes.
The ultimate quest for knowledge can never be fully attained. There are many aspects of life which require intensive investigation. Any group of people willing to come together to study any aspect of this research is essential.
What would you say about the controversy surrounding the areas of experimentation?
Controversy, there's always controversy. Any new field is bound to come up against controversy. I presume you're referring to the KSUV radio controversy in Baltimore, 1972.
Well, that's just one of them.
I was present at that time, and indeed... Any aspect of research is bound to, whilst generating positive feelings in certain areas, there is also bound to be a negative generation, which was witnessed there.
Yeah.
Are we still on the air?
We had a disturbance here in the studio. We've had a fight in the studio. Roger, could you put a record on, please?
Controversy. We need controversy.
Labour leader Michael Foot has appeared in court today following the death of a policeman in a booby-trap bomb explosion in the city on Monday. Meanwhile, a member of a rock band from Northern Ireland has been kidnapped in Dublin, but the police are ruling out political terrorism. Ray Suarez reports that one of the first NATO leaders to arrive in Rome was America's Secretary of State. But the police are ruling out political terrorism. A 31-year-old Rotherham man is fighting for his life in hospital this afternoon after being knocked down by a police car. Police say the man, who's still not been identified, attacked Mrs. Thatcher for stepping up the world arms race. He's in the intensive care unit at Rotherham District General Hospital with a suspected fractured skull. Some friends are saying he won't last the weekend, but the police are ruling out political terrorism. Some news just coming in. A Dublin to London jet has been hijacked to Le Touquet in France. It's thought Iranians are involved in the hijacking of the plane belonging to the Irish airline Aer Lingus. Police say the man, who's still not been identified, apparently walked back into the path of the patrol car as it was being driven down Doncaster Road at Dalton shortly before midnight. So far, no ransom demand has been received. And supporters of the IRA hunger striker Bobby Sands have secretly asked the Irish Prime Minister Charles Hockey to try and get Britain to give in to his demands. They're hoping this last-minute initiative could save Sands' life, which is reported to be slipping away very quickly. He's in the intensive care unit at Rotherham District General Hospital with a suspected fractured skull. Staying in the political arena, one of the Labour Party's leading anti-marketeers, John Silkin, says Lord Carrington is talking nonsense when he says it's too late for Britain to pull out of the EEC. Speaking at the Wales TUC conference, he pledged a future Labour government would work towards arms control. They're hoping this last-minute initiative could save Sands' life, and he said the Prime Minister is doing her best to increase tension. Two crew ships have been hit by a docker's pay dispute at Southampton. The P&O liner Canberra was forced to anchor off Portsmouth and ferry passengers ashore in a tender after being turned away from Southampton. They're hoping this last-minute initiative could save Sands' life. Police say the man, who's still not been identified, apparently walked back into the path of the patrol car as it was being driven down Doncaster Road at Dalton shortly before midnight. So far, no ransom demand has been received. And in Rome, NATO foreign ministers are gathering for top-level talks on the future of American nuclear missile bases in Europe. They're hoping this last-minute initiative could save Sands' life. More than 570 missiles are involved. Some will be based in Britain. Police say the man, who's still not been identified, apparently walked back into the path of the patrol car, which is reported to be slipping away very quickly. So far, no ransom demand has been received. The weather, it's 8.5 centigrade, that's 47 Fahrenheit there. Look, a mild, dry afternoon.
This is the great Grandmaster Melly Mel.
And this is Scorpio, show no shame.
And I'm Dynamite, the hypest man in the business.
And if you got ears, listen to 90.3 CKUT.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Are you a tenant in Montreal?
Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.